Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Several Iowans are on the list of more than 1,500 people pardoned by President Trump for crimes they committed during the attack on the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago. Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer has more.
Even before a presidential pardon, Kenny Rader of Sioux City claims he didn't break the law.
I walked in, picked up some glass, and walked out.
Rader is one of 10 Iowans pardoned by President Trump on his first day in office. Rader, who pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge, originally served 3 months in prison and another 45 days on a probation violation. He now plans to take part in a $50 billion class action lawsuit against the Department of Justice.
I'm not going to settle for anything other under seven digits. You know, I want to be compensated because I went through some hell.
Other Iowans pardoned by Trump include Doug Jensen, convicted of leading a mob through the Capitol, and Kyle Young, who assaulted a police officer. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
Iowa's House Judiciary Committee, Stephen Holt, says that one of his priorities this legislative session is passing an anti-SLAPP law. SLAPPs, or strategic lawsuits against public participation, are legal efforts intended to censor or intimidate critics. The Republican from Northwest Iowa says an anti-SLAPP law would make it easier for defendants to quickly dismiss a meritless lawsuit and have their legal fees paid for by whomever brought the lawsuit.
If, in fact, it is clear that you're just trying to silence somebody because they're telling the truth and you don't like the truth, then it would provide for that expedited relief. I think it's something that's very, very important, and I hope that we can get it passed this year.
Holt was speaking on Iowa Public Radio's River to River program on Tuesday. Attorneys for Iowa pollster Ann Seltzer have accused President Donald Trump and others of filing SLAPP lawsuits over an election poll that showed Trump trailing in the presidential race. 34 states have already passed anti-SLAPP laws. In Illinois, the Attorney General has joined the growing backlash against President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. WBEZ's Alex Degman has more.
Kwame Raoul filed a lawsuit alongside the attorneys general from Washington, Arizona, and Oregon. They say the president's order runs afoul of the plain language in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment. Plus, presidents don't have the authority to determine who shall or shall not be considered citizens at birth, nor can presidents amend the Constitution through executive order. Raoul wants a preliminary injunction and a temporary restraining order to prevent the executive order from taking effect. His lawsuit, filed in the state of Washington, is similar to, but separate from, a suit filed in Massachusetts by attorneys general from 18 states and 2 cities. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois workers with physical and developmental disabilities will be guaranteed getting paid at least the federal minimum wage under a bill signed into law by the governor on Tuesday. The law abolishes federal certificates that allow businesses to pay these workers below $7.25 per hour. Governor J.B. Pritzker says there was an effort to enact a federal policy modeled after Illinois' new law when President Joe Biden was in office.
Now the ball is in the Trump administration's court, and I'm hopeful that they will work with us to lift up disabled workers.
Illinois' new law banning sub-minimum wage for workers with disabilities will take effect by the end of 2029. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.